Okay, so this month on Rethinking with Rosalba, we're talking about money. As you know, section of our Wheel of Life, or also called our Wheel of Happiness, is a section on our finances. And our finances, like it or not, is really tied to our emotions. So today, or really for this whole month, I'm bringing on a very special guest, Vanessa Redford. Now, Vanessa is a certified high performance success coach, and she fucking loves talking about money. So whether you have a healthy or an unhealthy relationship with money, I suggest you tune in, babes. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Rethinking with Rosalba podcast. This is all about unlearning some of the shitty habits, mindsets, and self-sabotaging behaviors that we have and rethinking how to address them. We're building healthy habits. We're changing our mindsets and beliefs so that you can create a life that you love. I'm your host, Rosalba, your unconventional life and success coach. So let's get into this bitch. Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us today. You know that I love when you hop on here and you throw some gems at us. You give us some good shit, some good advice, some good tips, some good strategy. So thank you so much for taking time to chill with us today.
Well, thank you for the invite. I'm glad to be here. Kind of, you know, lights up my day. So
Yeah. And it will light up yours too for everyone listening because we're dope.
Yeah, because I'm going to throw gems at you. Be
yeah,
ready.
Exactly.
Get that basket out.
Drop some good shit on you. All right. So I want to dig into the money. Now, we're going to get into a lot of shit here. And, you know, we're going to be talking about it for the next couple of episodes. So I hope that everybody kind of stay tuned for it because we don't know what will sink in. Like sometimes we need to be ready to hear the thing. And because we're talking about so many different, you know, areas or kind of like topics regarding money, I really hope that you kind of take in what resonates with you at the moment. So Vanessa and I are going to get into a lot of shit. Let's just start off with Vanessa, like just money mindset in general, because that's what this is about. Money mindset that's thrown around a lot. Now I see it everywhere on fucking TikTok, honestly. And I see a lot of different opinions and definitions of this. So I'm just wondering for you, how would you define what money mindset is and why it's like important for us in our like financial lives, like in the area of our Wheel of Life, that's the financial section. So what's the deal with money mindset? How would you define it?
I like to keep it simple. I mean, it sinks in and it's workable and it's real. And so that's why I like it the most. And frankly, it's just the way you think about money, your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you know, all of those things. Yeah, I love Snoop. He inspires like so much of my life. He doesn't even know.
I love, you know, it's going to be a dope episode when already Snoop has been brought into place. So yes. I love that.
Maybe he'll hear this. Snoop, we love you. Seriously, really, that is how simple it is. And when you really get to, you peel back all the layers, you peel back all the stuff that you've been told and that you were raised with, and you get to know what you think about money, what your beliefs are about money, and why. That's it right there. That's what makes up your mindset about money. That's what creates it. And the good thing is if you don't like it, you can redo it. And
yeah,
we're gonna tell you how.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about mindset on here all the time, literally all the time. You talk to me and we're talking about mindset, and I always say it's within our control, right? Like it is 100%. In our control to change our reality. Now I agree with you. You had mentioned something regarding like, how you kind of get into this mindset. So like, I know that these kind of limiting beliefs, and we'll talk about what that looks like in a second, are built from family education that we've had, experiences that we've had surrounding money. And we just kind of keep repeating that mindset in our minds, which we're saying like, hello, you can break out of that. You keep repeating it. That is what becomes your reality, right?
Yes. That so becomes the mindset.
That becomes a mindset. So if we know that we've had these negative influences around money that we've kind of been exposed to or programmed to, we always talk about like you've been programmed this way.
Yeah.
What can we do to kind of overcome those thoughts? And we're going to talk about limiting beliefs and abundance in just a second, but just in general, mm-hmm. like what can we do to overcome those negative influences that we've had surrounding money?
Yeah. One of the things that I tell my clients is just see the thought, be aware of it. Like there it is, whatever ugliness is coming up about money or people who have money, mm-hmm. just notice it and be like, okay, no big deal. Don't judge it. Don't make it mean something other than there was a thought that you had about this situation. Mm-hmm. Then from there, you get to choose to think something else if that's what you're after. If you want to change the way you think about money, if you want to have a healthier belief around what's possible for you financially, then just start focusing on what it is that you actually want. Mm-hmm. Notice yes. what comes up. Don't let it drag you down. Don't put judgments on yourself. Like, I shouldn't be thinking that. Stop with all that. That's a waste of energy. Mm-hmm. Just let it be and see it and go, okay, well, I want something different and this is what I want.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, I mean, what you're getting at or what I'm taking away from this is just that self-awareness, that first step that we always talk about when it comes to reprogramming, you know, rethinking, you know, changing up your mindset is that self-awareness piece kind of has to come in first. And being self-aware maybe of where you've, you know, how it's affecting you currently, basically, because it is affecting our everyday, you know, day to day. And that's something to kind of get into also, because there are two types of mindsets that we can have regarding money. We talked about one and I said I would get into this a little bit more with you. You know, there's that scarcity mindset. And then there's the abundance mindset that we can have when it comes to money, or at least I see them as two separate entities. I don't know if there's more, you can let us know. How would you define the difference between the two of those?
Again, it's just really simple. One is a lack and one is a lot.
Yeah. I love the simple. So yeah. It's just our mindset. And I, you know, I'm hoping that asking yourself, and I guess this kind of goes along with self-awareness, like are you the one, because it's in within your control, are you the one that's blocking your abundance, right? Because if abundance is a lot, who does that fall on? That falls on you, right? If we keep thinking we don't have enough, right, going back to like that not enough that you were saying, well then our actions are going to show that, right? Because it doesn't help us attract more, it doesn't help us attract that abundance. I talk, you know, a lot here about manifestations and things like that and blah, blah, blah. Like attracts like, in my opinion, like attracts mm-hmm. like. And if you want a more abundant mindset or actions, basically, you have to kind of shift to that mindset, you know, instead of staying stuck in, you know, not enough. So I guess like I would hope that the listeners, anybody listening right now is taking away like you just have to ask yourself, like, are you the fucking blockage? You know, oftentimes we think something else is a fucking blockage. We blame everything else on the fucking blockage, but sometimes it's us, right? Yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there. Sorry. There goes ramble one for me for the day, guys.
Well, actually, I can guarantee that it is, listener, it's you. Because if you don't have something that you want, what's the common denominator there? You.
Exactly. This is why I love Vanessa, okay. Because she lays it out just like I fucking do. I have no problem saying it's on you, bitch. You got to fucking change it.
So. It's that simple. I mean, it is. We make stuff so big. We make these mountains out of these molehills because we feel like if it's bigger, it must be better. And that's not even true in Texas. I mean, I don't even care. I've been to Texas so many times. And it's the little things that we do. And it's the keeping it simple. And we don't get lost in all the thoughts and all the stuff and all the worry. When we're really clear about what we want and who we are, guess what? Your chances of actually getting it are pretty damn good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if I was a betting person, I would bet on you. If you knew what you wanted, I would be willing to invest in you going for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Because, and it goes back to our thoughts, kind of, it's our thoughts at the end of the day, our thoughts give us the emotions. It leads to action. Thoughts lead to action. So we have to kind of change our mindset or like our fucking head around this shit. Which let's talk about that for a second. So let's say I'm in my limiting belief era, right? Where I'm just like, there's a lack. I don't have shit. Like life sucks. I'm not a millionaire, blah, blah, blah. Let's say I'm stuck in my limiting belief area. I'm holding myself back. What are some, in your opinion, what are some steps, practical steps, right? Because, you know, we got to like, you know, make it real. What are some steps that people can take to even just identify that they're having a limiting belief around money and change that they can take for that?
When I talk to my clients, the biggest thing I ask, you know, right out the gate, what do you want? Mm-hmm. And they'll tell me what they don't have. And sometimes what they don't want, but very rarely are they able to give me a detailed description about what they want, like they are about what's not going right. So then we start munching on that elephant one bite at a time. Because a lot of times what I find is folks don't even know that they have options. They don't even get that there's a choice available to them for one, for the way that they think about money, and two, about how they can have it, and three, what their personal version of success even looks like. I mean,
yes,
because for me, being financially secure or financially abundant could look completely different than yours or Bill Gates or Michelle Obama. Yeah, or Snoop. Right. Right. So that's the other thing that comes to mind is, you know, what do you want? Why do you want it? Like, what's your version of this? What does that look like? And the more clear that you get, the easier it is to get to it. Because if you go on a road trip, I road trip all the time. If I had no idea where I was going, how far do you think I would get?
Yeah.
And I cannot remember who said it. I think it's in Alice in Wonderland. So Lewis Carroll said, if you have no idea where you're going, any place will do. And it may not be where you want to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, I totally fucking agree with you on this. Like, you know, everyone knows, like, this is not my forte. This is not my fucking area. So I constantly work on this because this shit is tough for me. And you're right. Like, as I was listening to you, like, clarity is such a big deal. And I think you're right. We focus on the shit that we don't have because that's the thing that's making us unhappy. So we're focusing on, I don't have, the limiting, the scarcity, the like, I don't have, but I want something different, but I don't know what the fuck that is. And let me know if you're seeing this, you know, with your clients or just in the world in general. I would think, even just based on people that I've worked with, that the reason why maybe they don't have clarity in that area is one, they've never stopped to think about it. And two, when asked, like, what do I want? I think people tend to go to like societal norms. You know what I mean? Or like what's societal, because I really loved what you mentioned about your interpretation or what it means to you to be financially secure is different than me. I would totally fucking agree with that. But then when we think about things that we want, I feel like people go to like a default. I want to be a millionaire. I want a big house. I want a nice car. Like, it's almost like default blanket answers because, again, societal norms. I don't know. Are you finding that that's kind of people's go-to as opposed to like really, really specific, like real specific, you know, honed in to their life?
Yeah, definitely. Because I mean, think about the message that you're sent as a kid. If you ever grew up with Disney, she marries a prince.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or her daddy's already rich. And,
correct.
You know, yeah. Then, but there's still this idea that someone has to be financially secure. I think I really enjoyed The Princess and the Frog the best, like from a financial standpoint. It's one of my hands down most favorite movies anyway, but from a financial standpoint, when we see her choose someone just for who they are, mm-hmm. that says a whole lot about how we view success.
Mm.
If you're not worried about all the shit that you have, then you can just be whoever you want. It's yeah. amazing how free it is, because I can build on this and take you where you already are, but I'm going to give you the place to get to so you can get to it on your own. The other thing that I find is, so it's really easy for us to see it already portrayed and go, oh yeah, okay, that, you know, they look like they're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have a good time too. We're totally different people.
Yeah.
$60,000 a year for one person who lives in a travel van and can go anywhere in their continent that they want to mm-hmm. and work mobile, that might be the uber success life that couldn't make them happier. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there's somebody else that truly wants to run a multi-billion dollar empire that's changing lives all around the world. There's all kinds of ways, and neither one is better or worse. It just seems that the people who are living bigger must be better.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, a common misconception. I mean, we see that all the time, where people with dope ass fucking pockets lined up are still unhappy. Okay, we're not done talking to Vanessa. Next week, we're going to get into how success and money play into each other, how shame and guilt plays into money. So make sure you stay tuned for next week's episode. All of Vanessa's links will be in our show notes, so check that out. But before I let you go, I want to leave you with a couple of affirmations regarding abundance that might help. First, I want you to just think about abundance in general, like manifesting, like attracts like, okay? You could tell yourself, I'm grateful for all that I have, all the abundance that I have. Another affirmation you can tell yourself is, my life is blessed with great financial prosperity, right? Also, you see this on TikTok all the time. Money flows to me easily, constantly, and in great abundance. You know, if we keep thinking about what we don't have, our actions don't help us attract more. Well, that's a wrap from me. Hopefully you got something from this episode. You took something away. Don't forget to check out my socials, because I'll give you more tips on there. And if you got something from this, share it with a friend. All right, I'll catch you next time.